Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think our biggest thing is we got to stop Clayton. He's really good. He shoots the basketball going left 48%. He shoots it right going at like 38%. So really the last couple days, I'm trying to come up with a game plan to stop, you know, Clayton, because I just think he's one of the best guards in the country that we've seen. And then really, you know, obviously trying to fix our rebounding woes have been at the top of my mind, too. So, yeah, it's a big problem.
Can't have rebounding woes going up against the Florida Gators. You can't have too many woes because they'll make it hurt a lot. You know, you hear Kevin Willard talking about Walter Clayton Jr., and that's fine. But you got to stop Alex Condon. You know what I mean? You got to stop Will Richard. You got to stop several people on that Florida Gators team. That's why I'm not willing to call the game one way or the other right now, Jeremy. I don't believe yet either side.
Well, I mean, look, I'm on Maryland tonight, mainly plus the points, but I do think they can win this game. I'd be lying if I said, and Rob, I kind of agree with you that this shouldn't be a distraction, but I maybe it's just in my blood that I always feel like anything coaching related is always a distraction for these players. There's actually a thing out on Reddit where said that Kevin Willard missed a dinner last night with the players before the game, and one of the players was texting saying, hey, he didn't show up. I think he's gone. I mean, look, all this is alleged. It's all over social media. I've had like three people send it to me. But I don't know that that actually factors in, but in my
mind... What's the rest of that text, though, Jeremy?
Here, I'll read it to you.
Yeah, well, the rest of the text, it is a distraction.
Here. I did send it to the group chat, right? Yeah. It said, somebody texted him and said, about to go to dinner, so we shall see. He's out. No way. How'd you find out? Not official, but basically everyone in agreement. He didn't come to dinner. Associate coach gave a speech, like, block it out. Wow, is that bad for us tomorrow? Doesn't impact it. Can win. Locked in enough. If we lose, they are just better.
Exactly. And for those of you that are just tuning in, let me give you the state of college basketball, because you all want to believe things because that's either how you grew up believing things, how things were. The state of paying players has been around for a long time. It used to be called he got the bag. Now, instead of him getting the bag, it's right out in the open. It's right out in the open. Juju is the only four-year player right now on this team. Queen came in to be one and done. Whether he did it or not, it was based on how he performed. Well, he performed. He's one and done. Gillespie is a transfer. Miguel is on his third school. Before Maryland, he was at K-State and USF. Rice, Vatek, Jay Young, he's on his third school. UCF and Memphis. These guys aren't distracted. They've been leaving schools and watching people leave schools all their lives. They grew up in this. The reason why you all are distracted, I'm not saying you, Jeremy, but the ones that think they are distracted, is because you didn't grow up in this. You grew up in a different state of college basketball where if you transferred, you had to sit out a year.
What? I remember when it first started, when Ricky Ladeh went to Coach Pete and said, hey, I need about $30,000 in cash in one of those nice little duffel bags and a brand new tractor. And then Neon and Butch, I mean, some of the guys weren't really looking for much, but they got something, and then Coach had to step down. Of course, I'm talking about blue chips. Blue Sorry. Chip.
Yeah, but these kids are not – this is the state of college athletics to them. Coaches leave. Players leave. You at home watching the game, you're distracted. These kids are going to go out and play ball. We saw what was the team that beat Clemson?
McNeese State.
McNeese State. Their coach told them straight up, when we lose, I'm leaving. I accepted the job already. They went out and whooped Clemson. Did they look distracted to you? Even the game that they lost, they weren't distracted. They just got outplayed.
Because
This is part of their culture. Tonight's outcome will have nothing to do with what Kevin Willard is going to do. They won't inspire them to play for their coach. Stop. Stop writing Disney movies. They won't go out and play basketball. You know why? Because they're playing for them.
Yeah, I'd say this much. What Willard was talking about there with Clayton, and it's kind of what I said earlier in the show, and I hadn't even heard that quote yet from him, but it was, you know, I mentioned Clayton's ahead of the snake. I feel like if you're able to, and it's easier said than done, try to limit him, try to make life difficult on him, that it can, you know, throw off that offense. But there are, from Richard to, I mean, you can look at all the different guards they have on that team. They just push, and they all can shoot. And if you let Clayton go off, I just feel like you're asking for trouble here if you're not going to show him a little extra attention.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you have to show him extra attention, but the problem is,
I'm not saying sell out on him. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because the other guys are good.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You know, it's a situation where you're playing against the number one team in the country before the tournament started. They're that good, and they're in the best conference in America. That makes it even harder. You know, they play a schedule that gets them ready more than any other conference gets them ready.
Hey, Rob, let me ask you this. With the games that are going on tonight, so we have Texas Tech, Arkansas, BYU, Bama, Maryland, Florida, and Duke, Arizona. Any crazy upsets for you tonight? Anything? You like Arkansas. I'm on Texas Tech, but do you think BYU knocks off Bama or Arizona could get Duke? I don't see that one.
BYU can get Bama.
I think BYU Duke, gets Bama tonight.
Duke won't lose until the national championship if they're going to lose.
That's interesting. Like, I feel like Tennessee, if Kentucky played like they played last week, that's going to be I think they could be a tough out. I just don't expect that defensive output from them on a game-to-game basis. But I'd say this too about Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee is a tough out just because they play a certain brand of basketball, and if you're going to beat them, you're going to beat them playing their brand, which is just ugly, muck it up defense, half-court sets, you know, old school basketball.
Yeah. So you think Bama goes down?
Yeah, I just think BYU is one of those weird teams that if you don't face them, you don't understand how difficult they are. And like their guards, everybody can shoot, and then they just push the ball. They play a different brand of basketball that I think is difficult on teams, especially tournament time. I'm a little upset at myself that I wasn't on them in their first round game because I thought they had the ability to make a push to like the Elite Eight. But I didn't like him in the first round.
I think tomorrow, just for the sake of the segment, will it be a Terps upset or will Terps fans be upset? If you pinned me down and told me to make a decision now, I would say Terps fans are going to be upset tomorrow.
Are you asking me to pin you down?
Please don't.
Okay. I think the Terps pull the upset off tonight. I think there are two upsets, BYU and Maryland. I think for a lot of the tournament, we're going to get even more chalk on tomorrow. The only one that I'm kind of interested in, and I don't know that I'm going to predict them to win, is I think Ole Miss keeps that game close against Michigan State.
I think Terps players are going to be distracted by Kevin Willard. What? No, I'm just joking.
He just changed his tune.
No, I'm just joking.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection,
endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.